How the Earth Got Its Beauty by Sudha Murthy. A long time ago, Earth was created. Humans lived together in peace. Mother Earth made a river that flowed almost endlessly and crafted beautiful green fields. This was enough for humans to get drinking water, grow crops for food and cotton to weave cloth, and lead a happy and content life. Years passed, then decades. One day, Mother Earth wondered if humans were living a good life on Earth. She knew that if she approached them in her original form, people would surround her and ask her for more. It would become difficult, almost impossible, for her to fulfill everyone's desire. So she disguised herself as a 10-year-old girl and came to Earth. She noticed that people wore simple clothes, grew fruits and vegetables, and used water for their daily course. There was peace and people went about their daily routine. Mother Earth decided to talk to some of them to understand how they felt. She went to the banks of river and waited there until three sisters came to fetch water. Approaching them, Mother Earth said, "Hello, my name is Devi. I have lost my way and tired of walking. Will you provide me some food and shelter for the night?" The eldest of the three sisters smiled and said, "You are welcome to stay with us, child. My name is Sita. Come with us. We live nearby." The sisters filled up water in their pots and took Devi home. They fed her a simple meal of dal and rice. After eating, Devi decided to rest for some time. Meanwhile, the sisters busied themselves with household chores. Devi watched them and asked, "Are you all happy? You seem to have everything you need." "No, Devi, we are very bored with our lives," Sita said. "Look where we live. We are surrounded by plain and flat farmland. I dream of lofty snow-clad peaks that we could call mountains. I imagine the peaks turning a dazzling white under sunlight. I also think of tall green trees that stand like bodyguards atop them. And between the tall mountains could be colorful flowers and a flowing, tinkling river. Alas, this is but a dream. I don't ever see it happening here." The second sister, Sunaina, added, "I want something different. There's just one river that flows across the land here. I imagine many rivers joining together to create a big blue water body. I wish for all trees that would bear fruits that taste like nectar. There could be other trees that produce various fruits in different seasons. Some fruits would be juicy while others would be tangy. Nobody would want regular food after tasting them. It would be paradise." Devi smiled and turned to look at Shyama, the third sister. She closed her eyes and said, "I see birds and animals. I see the crops in the fields, and I think of animals in the colors of vegetables. Perhaps colorful birds that sing or dance, and insects with wings in different colors could fly around the fields. Aquatic animals with bright colors could liven up the water world too." Shyama's face fell as she continued, "But I don't know how to make it happen." The three sisters looked at each other, sighed, and continued their work. Devi became quiet. A few minutes later, she transformed into her original form in front of their very eyes. The sisters were astonished. Devi introduced herself, "Young maidens, I am the Mother Earth. I thought my children would be happy with all that I have blessed them with. But I know now that you want more than what I have given. I understand your dreams, and I will give you a way to accomplish them. Paint a picture of the things you have shared with me. I will give you different colors for you to use as you like. She paused. Today is a full moon day, and I will give you until the next full moon day to complete this task. However, there is one condition. The canvas must not touch the ground until the next full moon day. After that, wherever you keep the canvas, the landscape drawn on it will appear in front of you. Saying this, Mother Earth disappeared. The three sisters were dumbstruck and happy. Stepping outside, they saw the three canvases and the color palettes with different colors waiting for them beside the front door. Taking a canvas and a palette each, the sisters placed the canvases on easels far away from each other. They marked out a portion of land for each of them. The sisters began to draw and paint, working from dawn to dusk. They painted for 30 long days. Sita drew beautiful mountains and valleys filled with flowers of varied shapes and sizes. Sunaina's painting was filled with fruits that looked delicious and appetizing. Shyama's canvas was dotted with beautiful animals and exquisite birds. Some that flew in the sky, some that lived on earth, and others that swam in the water. On the last day, Sita said, "Tonight is a full moon night. If we paint the last of our imagination onto the canvases, we will have fulfilled all our desires." Sunaina and Shyama nodded. They painted all day long, and in the evening, the three sisters went to take a bath in the river. The water washed over them and the bath took away the tiredness of the day. As they began to walk back home, Sita said, "My land will have scenic and heavenly beauty that people from everywhere will come to see the mountains, the valleys and the flowers. I will decorate our home with those flowers. Besides, you two, my dear sisters, I will not allow anyone to view this beauty without giving me something equally valuable in return. After all, it will be the only place of its kind in the world." Sunaina added, "My fruits are going to be so delicious. I will happily share them with the two of you, but not with others. People might try to steal them and plant more such trees. I will ensure that the trees and fruits are monitored closely. I will trade the delicious fruits and wood from trees in exchange for land, food, and even beautiful clothing. I will quickly become prosperous." Hearing her sister's intentions, Shyama felt selfish too. She couldn't resist sharing her plans. "The animals and birds I own would be able to help people, but I must ensure enough netting and protection on my land so that they cannot escape. I will be their sole owner and my sisters, and I will share them only with you. Once word gets out, people might come to me to barter their goods, and then I will collect rare and precious objects from them. Just think of the wonderful objects Mother Earth might have. I can't wait to get my hands on some of them." "I didn't even think of that," exclaimed Sunaina. "I would love to wear some of her outfits." Sita nodded. "Yes, we can trade with her whenever she visits the planet. Our lands will be the most picturesque view on earth, and she won't be able to control her desire to see them." The sisters thought only of themselves and their rise to power. They thought they could control animals, birds, valleys, mountains, flowers, fruits, and well, Mother Earth herself. Suddenly, a big gust of wind seemed to blow past them. They hurried home. After of what might happen to their paintings, they half walked and half ran as they noticed the wind moving faster. Then, from a distance, they saw the canvases being carried high in the air, floating in a line almost like magic. The sisters ran behind the canvases to catch them before they fell to the ground. Despite their efforts, all three paintings fell into the river together with a huge splash, and the colors got all mixed up. Sita, Sunaina and Shyama stood on the river bank, staring helplessly at paintings floating away from them. "No! I must get my painting back!" Shyama yelled suddenly and jumped into the river. To Sita's dismay and utter surprise, Sunaina followed her and jumped right after her. Sita was horrified. "My sisters don't know how to swim." She ran to the river and stopped. Her sisters were sinking slowly. She saw their heads bobbing up and down. They were gasping for air. Sita looked around in desperation. There was no one in sight. Her thoughts turned to Mother Earth. "Please help us, Mother. Only you can save us." Suddenly, a rope appeared near Shyama and Sunaina. It seemed to hang mysteriously from the sky. The two sisters saw the rope and grabbed onto it tightly. The rope gently guided them to the river bank. The moment Shyama and Sunaina let go of the rope, it disappeared. Sita ran towards them and dragged them to safety. "Thank you, thank you, thank you," she muttered, communicating her gratitude to Mother Earth. Just then there was a loud boom, and Mother Earth's loving voice came down from the sky. "Maidens, a little bit of power has turned your souls towards darkness. You became greedy and planned to exploit my generosity. Dear girls, don't chase things that are out of your control. Everything in this world happens for a reason. You were meant to let go of the paintings. You cannot own any of my creations, whether it is nature, animals, or birds. True beauty must be seen by everyone. All my children in the world must have the same opportunity, because you are all equal to me, and sharing is caring for each other. Now you can travel the world and see your dream and imagination come true. It is my gift to you." From that day on, we have been able to see mountains and valleys, oceans and deserts, birds and animals, and different type of fruits and vegetables all over the world. And that is also why, whenever humans became selfish and uncaring towards Mother Earth, she makes her presence felt and restores the balance in the world through disasters like powerful earthquakes, floods and fires. It is a reminder that only Mother Earth can control the forces of nature. Good night, sweeties.